It's always afternoon somewhere. With
yeah.
So I second the get a gravel bike. That's what I have. I had a mountain bike, but it was a hardtail, non-shock. This was a early 90s mountain bike. And then I got, the one I got now is a, it's still completely, you know, no suspension. And, but it's got the big tires. I run them tubeless so I can run them a little mushy. That way they take, you know, it takes up all the raw fundulations and all that stuff. And gravel bikes are great because they'll do the city as well as the, you know, even single tracks, you know, to a degree, as long as they're not, you know, too crazy. But I ain't going to be doing any mountain biking, any crazy stuff, so the gravel bike works great. And like I say, I can do anything with it. I can get on the streets with it. Over by you, Anthony, I really enjoy the riding. Stay off Jefferson and stay off Mac. And as long as you do that, you know, Virgil and all the other side streets and all that are just a wonderful ride, you know. So it's not a lot. You have to go back and forth quite a few times, but, you know, you get 20 miles in. But it's really nice and enjoyable riding, you know, all through the points. You know, where I'm at is like, you know, I gotta get over to, like, the Royal Oak, Ferndale, Birmingham area. Once I get over to those areas, the riding's pretty good, but it kind of sucks getting over there, which I'm only a couple of miles. If I want to go the most direct route, I could be in the Royal Oak, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump. And from there, it's a little bit more bike conscious. You still got to be careful. Still a lot of cars and a lot of bikes, and they tend to, you know, you got car drivers that are ridiculously anti-bike, and then you got bikers that are ridiculous, period. And, you know, it's those ridiculous car drivers that are real, just mentally touched, you know, with bikes, as if they don't have any right to the road, you know. And then you got these guys on the bike that are, you know, they're usually old men like me. They're usually in their 60s, and they're wearing the full, like, you know, suit with their junk, you know, practically hanging out. And they're on their, you know, $4,000 Trek, and, you know, and by God, they're entitled to that lane, and they're just dicks about it. So they perpetuate it. So between the asshole cage drivers and the asshole old men on bikes, it's never gonna find a perfect symbiosis. I don't know. Donald